What is Foxdot? Foxdot is a Python wrapper, we can say like that, around a very powerful synthesizer called SuperCollider. And it's developed by Ryan. He's from the UK, and then I met him at PyCon CZ in 2018. I saw his talk, I got inspired by it, and then I prepared a lightning talk for EuroPython 2018, which was my first EuroPython. Why not just go straight for SuperCollider? Why do we need Foxdot on top of it? Well, this is the SuperCollider interface. The language is very verbose and too much information. With Foxdot, your contact to SuperCollider is reduced to just Foxdot.start, and then you can jump to Foxdot, which is Python-like syntax. This is the Foxdot editor, and the main difference from basic Python is that you can see in the first line the greater than twice. Foxdot, it instantiates all players at the beginning of the session, so you don't attribute to variables. They are already attributed to all variables with two characters, and then you just pass instructions to them with this operator. So then you can give instructions to the players, and then it will schedule to play in the synthesizer. I can do the SuperCollider crashed. So let's go for the troubleshooting. I'm running SuperCollider. And to do, you guys get visual? Yeah. Foxdot.start. Just check my audio preferences. Because it will try to hook up both your input and output. So I need the sound to be coming out of my HDMI. Let's try it like this. And the input is my microphone. Then I need to go to the MIDI devices and check if they are both in the same frequency. Otherwise, it will not work in SuperCollider. Then now with command start, the server is running. And then I'll just close this and open again. If I list here, pip list, I only have Foxdot installed in my end. Running Foxdot. And we'll open the file. Okay. So bring it bigger. Okay, so this is a basic sound, zero. Just the same here. Now I have, you can play different notes like that. This. If you use a tuple, it will make a chord. But if I try to do some math, it will break down here. But if I turn it into a pattern, then you can jump the chords. And then it has more than just this instrument. You have synthdefs, and then I usually have this file where I have all the synthdefs where I can try them and see what instrument I want to use. So we can have a bass. And a player. This player, it doesn't accept numbers and lists. It accepts a string, and it plays samples. Let's hope not to destroy the Okay. So, I prepared my lightning talk for EuroPython 2018. I put my name on the list, and then it gets to the time of the lightning talk, but there were just too many, and I didn't get to do it. Because you just put your name on the list and hope that there will be enough time for you to do your lightning talk before other people do their lightning talks. So I couldn't do it at that time. And what happened was I had to wait until EuroPython 2019. So I was able in the next year to come to Brazil and at Python Brazil show Foxdot there on a lightning talk. And then I did the same in PyCon CZ 2018 again. And then I was prepared for EuroPython. So here I'm putting some scale, defining root key, some clock, how fast it will go. And then I have my baseline. Okay. Then music is not just about sounds. So it sounds also mixed with silence. So we need to have both. So I have the durations break so it can work. Then I also have my chords here. But the same. They are not on the same amount of silence. And some beat just to... Then this is my favorite sock from PyCon CZ. It's a Python sock. After EuroPython, I was using my mask around the some parties. People recognize me sometimes with that. And I got invited to do a talk at Python Pizza. And Python Pizza is a mini conference. It's like just one day. And the talks are 10 minutes long. So I had to do double the job like that time because lightning talks are 5 minutes. So I was at Python Pizza for a 10 minutes talk. And so then this time I was like, okay, I'm going to do different. I took my ukulele with me. I was with the computer, sound coming from the computer, sound coming from the ukulele. I had the mask. I had the harmonica in the handle under the Cthulhu mask. And then I was also singing and dancing and everything. It was quite stressing. Here I have the code for the Stand By Me song on Foxtrot. And this last one was the four chord song that I did at Python Pizza, which is famous by this group, The Axis of Awesome. If you put on YouTube, they will go through these four chords, but they will do like 100 different songs in the same four chords. A lot of pop hits. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.